1-800-273-8245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we are living in certainly a very confusing, very dangerous, very exciting, very frightening times. And I fear that an awful lot of people are going to be wiped out financially before the events that are occurring have run their course, and I really believe this is exactly intended. And, of course, there is no better way to actually to destroy a nation than to debauch its currency, and they are in the process of debauching the currency, lowering the interest rates, making credit readily available when we're already in an inflationary spiral. It's like fighting a fire with gasoline. Why would you want to do that? It's just going to burn all the brighter, or maybe that's what's intended. And, of course, as Alan Greenspan said in his book, The Age of Turbulence, quoting Lenin about debauching the currency and destroying the society, why not one person in a million would understand what's happening. And you honestly think that they're fighting to preserve our system? Of course they're not. They're doing exactly what's wrong, absolutely wrong, and they know it. And massively expanding the monetary supply in the face of rising inflation. And I do not believe their figures about inflation. They're simply lying to you. Well, with that as a background, we have one of my favorite guests with us today, Charlotte Isabey, who certainly worked for the State Department, the Foreign Service, for many years, and then, of course, was during the Reagan administration, was a senior analyst in the Department of Education. And when she realized, of course, that rather than doing away with the Department of Education, as President Reagan had promised, President Reagan said a lot of things he never really intended to do, but he pandered to you people out there in the audience who believe that people say what they really believe rather than saying what you want to believe. Well, anyway, of course, she actually got some of the documents that showed that they were working closely with the Soviet Union to merge our educational system, and leaked an article to Human Events, and of course ended up losing her job. But that's all right. She did what was right, and I think Charlotte's always done that sort of thing. And more recently, she has put up on the Internet a special website that carries the entire text of the Rees Committee report, which has been carefully suppressed for many years. We do carry a book called Foundations, based upon the Rees Committee investigation of the great tax-exempt foundations, which had to be suppressed. They couldn't let the American people know that the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the Carnegie Foundation were financing communism and socialism and pushing these philosophies and trying to destroy the love which every American should have for his way of life. And with that as a background, good morning, Charlotte.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Stan. And just last night, I know it's a different audience, perhaps, but after the show, I think I quickly gave dinner to my family, I think so, and then I went and watched Lou Dobbs.
Oh. What did Lou have to say?
What? Well, I sent you an email this morning. And,
I haven't gotten to it. I had 78 emails, and I'm just working down through.
Well, you ought to see what I just am going to read this to your listeners. I've always been a supporter of Lou Dobbs, an admirer of Lou Dobbs. I have been concerned that he just doesn't ever seem to mention Ron Paul. Not in passing. Once in a while he makes a mistake and has a guest on who might mention him. But last night was the most blatant thing, and it just, you know, you were just saying how we believe you're talking about the American people believing that people really mean what they say and all this
right.
and that. And I was about to say, yeah, me too. I've been taken to the cleaners I don't know how many times, right? You'd think I would learn. But thank heavens we're all independent and God directs our thoughts and actions and everything else. So a little Charlotte keeps going down the rabbit hole and she's on Alice in Wonderland, Pollyanna. I just seem to keep thinking that people do mean what they say. And I keep thinking there's hope, but that's a good way to be, folks. Don't change. Don't change. But last night, again, I got hit between the eyes. So Lou Dobbs, he's asking this question of his listeners. You know, this wonderful Lou Dobbs, who's, I must say, I'm not happy with him. He does support the new ID, the real ID, but that does bother me. But aside from that, he's my hero. Now, what happened here? How many people are listening to me this morning watched Lou Dobbs last night? Okay. If you did,
hands,
you
right.
undoubtedly read the quick vote. He has quick vote all the time, but you were unable to vote. Why? Since Lou Dobbs left Ron Paul out of his quick vote. This was the question you meant to vote on. Which of the following candidates do you believe has the economic knowledge and leadership to guide the United States for the next 4 years? The candidates he listed were Giuliani, Huckabee, McCain, Romney, Clinton, Edwards, Obama.
Well, of course, the thing is that actually, Giuliani, why mention Giuliani? Right? Ron Paul's beat him, I think, in almost every state, you know. Maybe one that Giuliani got a few more votes than Ron Paul.
Well, absolutely. I mean, there was no mention of Ron Paul. And to me, it was so stark.
Sure.
It was so clear. I mean, we can all say it's not fair. He has a debauched. News didn't let him do get in the debate, that radio thing, whatever they had, that caravan, that bus. What? And we can say that when he's in a debate, they all pick on him, and they do, or they don't ask him questions, or they don't let him speak. We can say all those things, because this is what has been going on. But when you see stark on the screen the list of Republican candidates that are still in the race, and one in particular who has done extremely well, especially in Nevada, and New Hampshire and Iowa, really. And he's not there. He's
and
not
he's
there.
The only one who really understands the finances, what's happening financially, and what needs to be done to lead America. He's the only one who opposes
right.
the war that's bankrupting this country. He's the only one who talks about getting back to the Constitution. And the tragedy is the rest of the candidates hate the Constitution. They're all globalists and all dedicated to the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the New World Leader.
Well, I you know, that's the reason why he's being excluded, but they are so it's so obvious
sure.
that they must have made a decision, they, somewhere, you know, in Midtown New York City, the networks have decided that they never want to show his face or his name again.
We'll be right back here.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
KHNC brings you another exciting meet and greet Sunday, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. here at the KHNC studios in Johnstown. Meet with MagnetiCare developer Bob Kirschbaum as he conducts a workshop on the use of therapeutic magnets. And delight yourself with Jerusalem Imports as Dinah brings you authentic, one-of-a-kind imported products from Israel. Join us here Sunday afternoon, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. Call 800-205-6245 for more information.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course our guest today is Charlotte Isabey, and she was just commenting that when Lou Dobbs, who everybody considers as a good staunch conservative, when he flashed something on the screen asking which candidate could lead America, Democrat or Republican, they intentionally deleted Ron Paul's name, even though Ron Paul came in second in Nevada and has made a good showing many times in the double digits in the various states where he's run. And, you know, the thing is that there is an organized effort to exclude him as a possibility. Oh, he's a nice guy, but he can't win. Why bother to vote for him? Why throw your vote away? And yet Ron Paul is the only candidate who talks about our Constitution. The rest of them don't believe in the Constitution. They're all globalists. None of them speak against the North American Union. None of them speak against the globalist plan of doing away with our sovereignty. And they all favor the war, and yet 70% of the American people, want to end the war, get America out of Iraq and bring our boys home. But that doesn't matter. Lou Dobbs apparently is going right along with the agenda and ignoring or excluding Ron Paul for mention. Go ahead, Charlotte.
Well, you know, I don't know whether a lot of your listeners are like I am, and some probably aren't because they're smarter in a way. They figure it doesn't make any difference. But I do think that even if you didn't see the show last night, you should contact, if you're on the Internet, you should contact. I'm going to give you the contact URL. It's not a really direct type of contact, but it's the only one we have. And the fact that they did not list him, you know, you should just say, why didn't you list Ron Paul last night when you had your, what was it called? He has his quick vote, on your quick vote last night. Why wasn't Ron Paul listed?
And why was Giuliani listed? He doesn't have any campaign or supporters
exactly.
In the nation.
And listed. The question was, which of the following candidates do you believe has the economic knowledge and leadership to guide the USA? Well, you could easily say, where was Ron Paul? Why wasn't he listed? He's the only one who has the knowledge, blah, blah, blah. And then say you want an answer, absolutely, that you're irate. And I'm going to give you the URL, okay? Everybody get your pen. It is http://edition, E-D-I-T-I-O-N, dot, C-N-N, dot, C-O-M, /, the word feedback, one word, F-E-E-D-B-A-C-K, /, C-N-N, TV, /. I'm going to go very fast now to do it over for those who may have missed it. Okay, http://, edition, dot, C-N-N, dot, com, /, feedback, /, C-N-N, TV, /. Please, folks, do register your outrage. Outrage. Absolute outrage. I mean, okay, thank you. I'm counting on all of you to do that, and I'm sure Dr. Stan is as well. I understand another thing. I just heard this morning that I didn't know about this, and Dr. Stan probably did because he usually knows what's going on in the country. Did you know they're having a caucus in Louisiana today?
No, I really didn't. So see, there's lots of things I don't know, but I'm glad you let us know, and it'll be interesting to see what happens in Louisiana, although probably, you know, this is where Huckabee will do fairly well.
Well, I was talking to someone pretty high up in the Ron Paul thing, and they, pretty good guy, who is usually very negative about everything. That's where I should get to be, huh? He said that it will be very interesting to watch, that Ron Paul may do quite well.
Let's hope and pray that he does.
So you can go in, folks, somehow and find out. I guess go to Ron Paul, you know what it is. It's his website, ronpaul08.com. I think that's what it is. Anyway, you all know how to get there. Dr. Stan, I have something here that's been bothering me for quite a while. And we're going to talk about brainwashing, if you don't mind.
No, that's all right.
Conditioning. The conditioning of America. And, of course, I wrote The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, which really should have been called, it could have been called The Conditioning of America, because it's all the same thing. And there was a fascinating article, and for those people, and certainly on the East Coast, you've had your share of brainwashing out there, too. The old history goes certainly back there, but Pennsylvania was where they really started in the schools way back, the National Assessment and the EQA, the Educational Quality Assessment, and all that brainwashing. There's an article in the Washington Post dated December 24, 2007. And don't worry, Dr. Stan, I don't think I'm going to read the whole thing. But I want you, as I read this, to think about how Americans, especially your children, are being brainwashed and conditioned in the public schools.
Well, that's the purpose of public schools, not to educate, but to indoctrinate and of course, to make them alter their mind, so that destroy their love of God and family and country, and get them dependent upon the all-powerful state of the state, which will look after us from the cradle to the grave.
Exactly. And they'll never tell you this in the Washington Post about what they're doing in your local school with federal money coming out of my old office, but they will tell you how they're doing it in Iraq. And I'm going to read this. It's called, if you want to get the article, it's December 24th, Christmas Eve, last year, Washington Post. And it says, deprogramming Iraqi detainees. Now, just think in terms of deprogramming Charlotte or Dr. Stan. Here we go. Marine Major General Douglas Stone, the commanding general in charge of detainee operations in Iraq, is seeking reinforcements from a contractor as he continues to maneuver on what he has called, in quotes, the battlefield of the mind, and win over the roughly 25,000 Iraqi prisoners under his control. Okay, that's us, huh? When we're detained, this is what they're going to do to us. And the smarter you are, the worse it's going to be. In a proposal put out for bid December 15, the Joint Contracting Command is seeking a team of professionals, including teachers, religious and behavioral science counselors, who will execute a program that effectively reintegrates into Iraqi society detainees, particularly those disposed to violent radical ideology, through education and counseling, according to the statement of work. Part of the program will involve small detainee groups, we all know how that works, right? Possibly led by an Iraqi cleric and a behavioral scientist, in quotes, undergoing enlightenment, deprogramming, and de-radicalization sessions for 6 weeks.
Sounds just like what they did to the American soldiers in Korea, the brainwashing that they did with the population there. All of these, of course, the Korean War gave them an opportunity to have a lot of Americans they could experiment on. They couldn't do that here in this country. That's why we sent them over to Korea to be captured and then abandoned them after they were deprogrammed and their minds had been washed clean. That's the whole idea. And of course, you know what the most incredible thing is, Charlotte, is this whole radical Islamic movement was funded by the CIA, funded the Muslim Brotherhood, funds and works closely with the Wahhabis who are pushing this throughout the world. certainly during the Afghan War, they recruited Muslim warriors from all over the world and pushed this radical form of Islam, which had been latent and not really been practiced at all for over 100 years.
Right.
Put out $56 million for textbooks to be used in the Muslim schools, pushing this radical form of jihad to condition the minds of many of the young people who eventually joined the Taliban, and then, then we were able to kill them.
Well,
because now they were the enemy because they'd embraced the very philosophy that we were encouraging and financing. And anybody who doubts that, we have the article out of the Washington Post that talks about the ABCs of jihad and how the, you know, the USAID.
Absolutely. And this just really did hit me. I mean, because this is exactly what they're doing. It says, the team is to provide reports and advice to Stone's aides about relevant. Just think in terms of yourself. Forget the jihad and everything else. I mean, it's very important what Dr. Stan pointed out, that we created the problem, right? But still, just think in terms of your children in the schools. I'm not kidding, folks. This is what's going on.
Well, this is what they do with television all the time, even for us.
To provide reports and advice about relevant ideological, religious, cultural, and education conditions of adult and juvenile detainees, along with comprehensive individual assessments that would enable prudent decision-making on release or continued detention of detainees. One stated goal for the program is creating a refined program of instruction that would be something the Iraqi government could adopt and implement within its detention facilities. Bids for the three-year program must be submitted by January 8th. The contracting agency has capped the cost at $210 million, with a minimum offer of $5 million. A master's degree in psychology, behavioral science is also required. 5 years of experience analyzing Middle Eastern religions, politics, and culture. The team, according to the proposal, must be led by an American with 10 years of experience in leadership and management. They're going to provide the management, professional skills, curriculum, and evaluation necessary to take over the site. I mean, this is disgusting because is it any wonder the rest of the world hates our guts? I mean, I hate the education system when it does it to my children. And that's my own country doing it to us. But you'd think that they would even hate more.
Well,
the United States in there with all these professional behavioral psychologists, the same people that have been working on all the programs in the American schools ever since 1965.
Yeah.
To brainwash. To
Absolutely.
Change the children's attitudes and values, to change their allegiance towards their country, to move them all, to make them all into government-approved robots. Period. And that's why we wonder often. We just say, what's going on in this country that people don't get upset over certain things? I mean, the things that happen, and the American people just say, oh, well, you know, I can't do anything about it, except for Dr. Stan. Every day, I'm beginning to think he's really quite unique. Every day. I mean, I can deal with two or three interviews a week. Let me ask you a personal question, Dr. Stan. How can you do it every day?
I feel that I'm called to do it. I've been put here for this purpose, and I've been prepared for 45 years. And since there's nobody else to do exactly what I'm doing, I feel what a privilege it is to have the opportunity to talk to people across America 5 hours a day.
And, 5 hours a day. Don't you ever get tired?
Oh yes, certainly. I have a little trouble getting up in the mornings, but you know, it's an exciting experience, and I love doing open lines. We'll have an open line program this evening at 8 o'clock Pacific time on our network, and of course it'll be on RadioLiberty.com internet, and it'll be on shortwave with our WHRI shortwave broadcasting at 250,000 watts on two stations. Charlotte, what a unique opportunity for a retired individual to really have the opportunity to touch people's lives. So I feel it's a privilege. I really appreciate the opportunity to do what I'm doing.
Well, I know exactly what you mean. I suppose in my little small way, I very much appreciate the fact. I know it. It's only the good Lord that puts us in these places.
Amen to that.
Why on earth would we do it? I could think of a lot of things. I'd be painting. I'd be skiing. I'd be doing a lot of other things in my life. And I always find that, no, there's this big nudge in my shoulder. And I know that's from the big guy, you know, up there. But I think also we have to give tremendous credit to your wonderful wife and Letitia and my husband and my children and all of your listeners out there who make it possible for this your program to go forward. Definitely, they are to be congratulated, thanked, et cetera.
God bless. Well, anyway, Chris, we appreciate being on this network, on Wiedemann's network here, the American Freedom Network. We'll be right back.
Discover Magneticare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago. And we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Charlotte Isabey. And before we go on, Charlotte, would you like to get your website or websites out?
Because yes, I would. And there's also something very important I'd like to discuss on your show that I haven't discussed before. I did do a big show with Joyce Riley on this about 2 months ago, and it's in regard to this Iraq veteran who's been held for 3 months now without habeas corpus being administered psychiatric drugs in New Hampshire. And I'll tell them my website because the article is up there. I mean, people who are on the internet right now listening could go there. Go to deliberatedumbingdown.com. The three words together, deliberate dumbing, D-U-M-B-I-N-G, down.com. And the homepage, click on articles, and then you'll go into all, a list of all of my articles. And it's the last one I wrote. It's at the top of the page, and it's called Iraq Veteran, Victim of Government Abuse, November 23rd of last year. And it was also posted at newswithviews.com. You can find it there. Now, I will go, after I've finished with the other website, we'll go back, hopefully, Dr. Stan, if you will let me go through this horrible case with your listeners. But my other website, which is the one that Dr. Stan embraces, and we all do, is not the only one, but he's very, and I'm very happy he gives this a lot of exposure, AmericanDeception.com. And that's the one that has the 3,000 pages of the recent Cox Committee hearings on the tax-exempt foundations there, the Norman Dodd story, et cetera. So those are the websites. But now going to this deliberate, if I can continue on this story, is that all right?
Sure, you go right ahead.
DeliberateDumbingDown.com. The article is Iraq Veteran Victim of Government Abuse. I'm first of all going to mention that this Billy Miller, who lives in Farmington, New Hampshire, ordinarily, he's about 39-year-old, 41-year-old veteran of the first Gulf War. He's honorably discharged. He was with the 82nd Airborne Special Forces. He speaks two or three languages. Is a wonderful young man. Well, he became upset in regard to the activities, really illegal activities, being conducted by the police chief in that town, and he made it known. He went to the town office and he requested that the police chief be retired, huh?
Well, what sort of illegal activities were going on, do we know?
Yeah, they're all in there. We're not discussing the police chief, but I really don't want to come out with that one at this point because we've been working on this case for 3 months now.
Okay.
Billy Miller has been incarcerated for 3 months. He never had habeas corpus. And two lawyers that we got, we paid retainers, right?
Mm-hmm.
One after the other from big law firms in New Hampshire dropped the case. They got their money, then they wrote back and said, sorry, we can't do it. The public defender, who was helping a little bit in the beginning, she wrote Billy last week in his jail cell and said that she's quitting. Billy's family and another marvelous woman who's working on this, who's become really a lawyer, by mistake were provided a list of the horrible antidepressant, psychotropic drugs that were given to Billy and made him purple and blue and black, and he couldn't walk, and all this was about 3 months back, but he's still under medication like this. The governor of New Hampshire, Lynch, and the congressmen and senators in Washington have been informed and say they can't do anything. And he's in the psychiatric unit attached to the jail in Concord. Now, it's the most bizarre case because everybody's resigning, quitting, getting lost. The nurse who determined that he was a psychiatric case, of course, after they'd given him all these drugs, she's disappeared, everybody. But anyway, this was from November 23rd, my article, and I said on October 21, Billy Miller was arrested by the Farmington, New Hampshire, Live Free or Die, police department on charges of misdemeanor, and the misdemeanor was that he had publicly said that the police chief should be fired. He was unlawfully held at the Stratford County Correctional Facility, Dover, New Hampshire, in the booking department for 17 days. This is against the law. No one may be held for more than 72 hours. Bail condition was set at $20,000 cash, only excessive, and he was drugged from the first day, documented, restrained, denied visitation, held in solitary confinement with lights illuminated 24 hours, denied his right to file a writ of habeas corpus. His mother was permitted a few visits and then none. The attempt is to deem her son incompetent, as before he was in the Gulf War I. So he's very competent and coherent during his mother's first two visits. Thereafter, it was obvious by her son's physical appearance and frame of mind he was under the control of some kind of substance. On her last permitted visit, Friday, November 2nd, she's had some visits since then. His skin was red as a lobster, and his facial skin was red and blue. His mother has been since then denied visitation, and the reason for denial of visits by the guards is that her son is mentally incompetent and needs medical attention. If that's the case, why isn't he in a hospital, not jail? Okay. On November 7th, his mother filed a writ of habeas corpus in Superior Court, and somewhere between the 7th and 8th, since the judge denied the habeas corpus, her son was moved to the state mental hospital in New Hampshire.
Well, how can he deny the writ of habeas corpus?
Well, he did. This is what the whole case is about. It's incredible. This was supposed to be an order. The judge denied the habeas corpus, and her son was moved to the state mental hospital. This was supposed to be an order from the judge for 10 days observation. Instead, he was held there for 13 days where the drugging continued. Questions about medication went unanswered, and requests to see the doctor were ignored. On November 20, much to her horror, his mother learned her son had been moved to state prison psychiatric ward in Concord, where he still is, okay? He's being incapacitated by the drugs and being held with convicted criminals and has not even had a trial. So what can I do? What can you do? Well, you know, I went on this whole thing. We're all too busy and all that stuff. You'll know it's true when it happens to you. So I skipped some of my article there. Let's see. I've written all of my, you know, my editorializing is here about are we going to wait like they did in Germany and the Constitution? Have we forgotten the U.S. Constitution, the limitations, no abuse for citizens? Have we forgotten the Bill of Rights? Have we, you know, habeas corpus, New Hampshire, live free or die on its license plates? The congressional leaders, they're bound by their oath of office to deal with the matter. And citizens of New Hampshire must immediately let their officials at the local, state, and federal level know that such abuse will not be tolerated. Now, the phone number that you can call, there's only one in here to call, and there are others now. If you would just go on New Hampshire on the Internet, you know, the Senate and the House, you can get all those numbers. You can get the governor's number in New Hampshire if you go on the Internet. Complain and send a copy of my article to them. And ask them, what are you going to do, and why is it that the mother keeps being told that there's nothing that the elected officials can do? All right. Her number, her name is Marie Louise Miller, and her telephone number, and she'd be very happy to hear from you, and if you're willing to help her out, paying for what we're trying to raise money for a good lawyer. We raised the money, and then the lawyers quit.
Oh, did you get the money back?
We will. The number is, we can do it after the break, but 603...
Hold on, Charlotte. Hold on.
I'll give the number after, okay?
Okay.
Good.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Young man who apparently was, you know, put in prison because he was concerned about corruption in the local municipality and the police chief, but he has a right to habeas corpus. Well, a judge can't deny the right of habeas corpus. Somebody's putting pressure on lawyers not to get involved, and of course it sounds like they're destroying this young man's mind with drugs, just like they did in the Soviet Union. Could this sort of thing happen in America? I know it could happen. I've seen it happen right in my own community. But the only thing that really will stop this is exposure and public outrage. Don't tell me that there are not corrupt people working at every level of our government today. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
Okay. Well, yes. Thank you very much, Dr. Stan. I couldn't agree more. That it's going on for 3 months. And when I wrote the article, listen, folks, whenever you start think about writing an article, realize that that's just the beginning of a long trail. I've been working very hard on this for over 3 months now. It's a tragedy. I talked to the mother. I don't know how she's still alive. I mean, that she's still in one piece. She's German, born in Germany, lived under Hitler. You know, I mean, her husband was in the military for 30 years, Vietnam, Korea. He died. It's a very fine American family. So I just really got involved. I'm close to the family, like I'm family almost. But her telephone number, Louise, Mary Louise Miller, is 603, that's New Hampshire, 834-4854. Please call her. And before you do so, be sure to go and pull this article down off of the internet. My website again, deliberatedumbingdown.com. And then go to articles, and it's the last article I wrote. People from all over the country have jumped on this one. They all emailed me after and said, please let us know what the outcome of this case is, and I haven't been able to because, as you can see, every time I feel that I could possibly write something about it, everything changes. Either the lawyers quit or whatever, or they move him somewhere else, or the nurse can't be identified, there was a psychiatrist in there about a month ago who told Marie, can you imagine telling the mother this, told the mother that he had examined Bill and he was perfectly fine that it was very likely he would be released the next day. And he led her to believe that. We all did. Oh, no. You know what? The next day, you know who was released? The psychiatrist. All right. So it's a big case, and it's not only Billy Miller, but it's all of us, because this is how they're going to deal with us. And think of the mental health screening of the young children. That's going to be all of us. And if they find, you know, if you don't agree with what the government is doing in any way at all, especially world government, that's the key, then you are mentally ill. I mean, Alger Hiss, the communist, was the one who came out in 1945, and he'd redefined health to include mental health. And his top buddy, his comrade, was the Canadian general psychiatrist, Brock Chisholm, and he was the one who said that declared that there was no conscience, and that we had the reason that he believed that way. He wanted to get rid of the conscience. He wanted to get rid of it because it was a problem to those at the international UN top level, as far as war is concerned, because people would go to war because of their consciences to right wrongs. And Chisholm said, and he was a communist, high up, close to Hiss, he said, we've got to go move into the school. We've got to get rid of people outside of apart from the UN, making decisions about going to war because of their conscience. And so what we have to do is go into the schools and retrain the teachers to be little psychiatrists to get rid of the conscience. And the decisions about going to war will be made at the United Nations international level, which actually is being done right now. We're just the arm of it. But we have to understand that mental health is the key to their taking us down. And declaring, like with Solzhenitsyn and all the rest of the marvelous dissenters in any communist or fascist country, declaring that anybody who complains with facts, documents, whatever, it doesn't make any difference, or goes up against the government is mentally ill. Mentally ill. And if you believe, you do not believe in the world international communist system, which is being imposed on us right now, you are considered to be mentally ill and to be locked up. And I'm not kidding. That's the history of it, and that is exactly what's going to happen. And that is why last night when I was on with Dr. Stan, good for Dr. Stan, he exposed the fact that the Halliburton is building all of the concentration camps, has got the contract, I guess, to do so. I hope Dr. Stan will send me whatever he's got on that. I don't have that. But anyway, the number again of Marie, I'm going to give you Marie's number again, is 603-834-4854. Be sure to read my letter before, but those who are not on the Internet and you want to call her, you have the story from me, you could still call her. She needs a lot of support, and if you could help her financially, that would be wonderful as well. We did raise some money on the Internet for her. And Dr. Stan, he asked me, he sounds like my husband, who's a good Belgian. Right. The Belgians are very good about taking care of money, watching carefully. Okay, Dr. Stan says, did you get your money back? Yeah, I did. They sent me my checks back, the two lawyers, right? One month and then another one. And they would, one of them promised Marie that, just like the psychiatrist, promised Marie that he'd get her son out the next day. Once he had the $5,000, he'd get her son out the next day. So he gets the $5,000, and then about a week later, I get an email that from the secretary, not from him, of course. Oh, my Mr. So-and-so, Esquire, has asked me to inform you that he will not be able to take Billy Miller's case. This is the second lawyer, right? I had the first one a month before. So, folks, look, this is very, very serious. Very serious. Just think it could be your son. Plus the fact, this is a young man who was in the 102nd Airborne, who was fighting for our freedom overseas.
We're out of time, Charlotte. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
KHNC brings you another exciting meet and greet Sunday, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. here at the KHNC studios in Johnstown. Meet with magnetic hair developer Bob Kirschbaum as he conducts a workshop on the use of therapeutic magnets. And delight yourself with Jerusalem Imports as Dinah brings you authentic, one-of-a-kind imported products from Israel. Join us here Sunday afternoon, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. Call 800-205-6245 for more information.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Ron Halliburton, of course, you can always find it on the internet. You just Google in Halliburton, $385 million, and then, of course, concentration camps. But if you need the article, we'll be glad to send you a copy of it. There's no question at all that there are people in government who have a different worldview because, of course, they worship a different God. They do not believe in the Constitution that they've sworn to uphold, and they're planning on a dictatorship here in the United States. In fact, we have material that came out in 1973 over the name of several of our senators. Both of them happened to be Democrats, and one of them was Frank Church, talking about how everything was in place in 1973 for the establishment of a dictatorship. You really need to understand that there are people who have a different worldview because they worship a different God. And, of course, their ultimate goal is a one-world government, a one-world religion, and, of course, a one-world leader. But, you know, they intend to do away with our freedom. And they are leading both the Democrat and Republican parties, and they work very closely with the World Communist Movement. Why? Because the World Communist is led by people who feel the same way. They believe that we need aristocrats to rule the common people. Both groups are dedicated to world government, and both groups are actually energized by the same dark spiritual forces. So if you want to understand the spiritual forces, you really need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret. That's the forbidden secret. There is a syllabus that goes with that that just will give you some of the President Bush's speeches and other material that will help you to understand what we're talking about. This is not imaginary. Have you ever wondered who the angel is who rides in the, in the whirlwind and directs this storm? President Bush used that term twice in his first inaugural speech. You never heard it. If you did, you didn't understand. What's he talking about? An angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm? If you read the Bible, that's the Lord, but he's not talking about the Lord. He's talking about an angel. Who's the angel he's talking about? And why are so many of his speeches filled with occult references, as his father's were? His father talked about the New World Order and 1,000 points of light. That came from Alice Bailey, who was a Luciferian. But maybe there's more to this than meets the eye. You really need to get my talk on the forbidden secret. You need to get the book, Satanic Crimes. And, of course, our four-tape set on Satanic Crimes, where you'll learn about the Skull and Bone Society and of course, where the people who join the Skull and Bones in the initiation bow down to Lucifer. And, of course, this is not something just a college fraternity, because certainly both John Kerry and President Bush, when asked by asked about their membership in the Skull and Bones in 2004, when they were running for president, both of them were Skull and Bones, and both of them said, "Oh, it's too secret to discuss." Well, I can tell you, I was in a college fraternity, and nobody would be afraid to discuss then, but, of course, Skull and Bones people never discussed, because, of course, they've sworn their allegiance to Lucifer. And if you doubt that, you go to WilliamHKennedy.com, look at his website, and you'll actually see the ritual. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8.